Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Also Newsmax TV, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here on a Monday. Oh, yeah. That's a Motown Monday. That's how we do. That is Carrie Lockheed, my news anchor, general pain in my rear end. Carrie, what up? I can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
What's up now?
Oh.
Hey, how are you?
There we go.
All good?
All good.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. How was yours?
Did you make it happen?
Of course. Hello.
Did you get it done?
Yep. Sure did.
You're really low today. Paula, can you crank Carrie's mic, please? You see, what happens is over the weekend, people play with the board, and then it sounds weird. Although, I don't think anybody goes in our studio, do they?
I think they do. They're in here.
Did they? Yeah, well, they shouldn't. It's the Joe Pags studio. Get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah, glad to have you along for the ride. Lots going on. Simple reminder to you people driving down the road, Joe Pags teaches you people how to drive. Little segment that we haven't done in a while. If you're in the left lane, you're in the passing lane. If there's somebody behind you who wants to go faster than you, you're in the wrong lane. And I like this game. Carrie, I don't know if anybody plays this game with you.
Yeah.
But I'm in the right lane, traveling like I should be. This is right for those watching on television. I'm not going to turn around to show you right and left, but this is right, let's say. And I'm going down the road, and there's a person here in the left lane who's behind me, and I'm coming up on a car that's in front of me that I want to pass, but the person in the left lane is going just about the same speed as I am.
Yeah.
And instead of traveling in the travel lane, they're in the fast lane to where I'm going to have to cut them off to go around this person. So I had to keep on speeding up, getting over, getting back over. And the person never got in the right lane.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. If you're on a highway and there are two lanes, the right lane is the travel lane. The left lane is the passing lane.
Yes.
If you're in the left lane and people are passing you in the right lane, you're in the wrong lane.
Happens every lane. Day.
Doofus. So, yeah. So, please learn. Please learn how to be on it.
They will not.
And then, we eventually got to like a light way down. We have very strange highways in San Antonio and north of San Antonio. 281 is a highway, especially north of 1604. People in town know what I'm talking about. But there are lights on it. After you pass a certain, area, you'd have no lights for a long time, and it's a passing lane, travel lane situation. And then eventually you get lights again. It's very weird. So we actually catch up to each other in the light. I'm looking at the guy, and he's looking at me like I'm on crack or something, like I'm the idiot.
Of course
I'm not the idiot.
Yeah.
And just before that, one of the areas where there was a light, I've got a woman in front of me who the light changes. The speed limit's, I think, 45 or 55 in that area. And she's going 20. And it's clear she's not going to go faster than 20.
Rather.
I pull up. What's she doing?
Talking on her phone, texting, maybe?
Not talking on it. She's texting her ass off or messaging or whatever. Just looking straight down while going on the highway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I beeped because I'm the beeper. I don't flip people off. People in Texas, for some reason, will flip you off for no reason. But I'm a beeper, and I beeped at her. She looked at me, and again, I was the devil incarnate. Who was I?
Of course.
To beep. And by the way, San Antonio's like a $200 ticket if you're on the cell phone while you're driving down the road. Stop it.
I know. Yes, please. It's stupid.
You can't get the hands free?
Don't do it.
Get the hands free.
Yes.
So that's a little segment we like to call Joe Pags teaches you people how to drive. No, Karina, I'm not taking any phone calls on that. Although I'm sure people will call in on that because, well, what if you're in this situation? People are always ready to argue. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
They're always ready to argue about something.
I know.
By the way, happy birthday to you. Come on, Carrie. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Carrie, keep it up. Happy birthday, Harmony. No. You're not going to do it, are you?
No, I don't think she wants to hear us both sing like that.
It is our Karina's birthday today. Karina, 21 years old today, can go and buy a beer legally today. 21 years old. Karina, happy birthday.
Thank you.
21, right?
21 years old, yep.
How old are you really?
I
should know, but I don't. You are not 28.
Yeah,
what?
28 years old.
No, Carrie, how did our Karina become 28? How did that happen?
I don't know. Don't look a day over 23.
Are you sure? Can I see your birth certificate? I'm not buying that, by the way.
Sure.
And by the way, you're at work. Today is actually your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing after the show? You go do something? Are we all invited to the party? I mean, I didn't get an invitation.
Yeah, just like I invited you to my graduation party. And
I don't remember that. I got a cookie, but there was no invitation with the cookie.
Definitely invitation, but yeah. No, I'm doing
dinner
afterwards.
The cookie, 3 years later, I had the cookie was still in my bag. I ended up throwing it away.
Great.
But it was a sweet. You mean so much. I carried the cookie around for 3 years.
Okay, I see.
I mean, I might have forgotten about it, but I still had the cookie with me for 3 years. All right. So after the show tonight, you're gonna go to dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Where are we going?
I think we're doing Longhorn Steakhouse. I'm not sure. Everything closes
really?
So early in New
Yummy.
Braunfels.
Yummy. Medium rare. Mm-hmm. If you could order mine up, medium rare. I'd like to have that. That'd be great. Green beans. I can't do the potatoes, okay?
Okay, got it.
Now, do you go medium rare as well or not?
Yeah, I actually do.
Duh. Yeah, and Carrie, isn't it the only way to eat a steak, medium
Absolutely.
Rare?
Absolutely. The only way.
Do not buy a steak if you're not going to get it medium rare. Nope. Polo, medium rare, are you down?
Medium.
Yeah, you can't go then.
You can't go.
So Karina, Carrie, and I will go. Nobody else is going, right? Karina, just the three of us?
I think my family will be there.
What?
Yeah.
Your family likes me, though, right?
Yeah, they like you. They haven't met you.
Says,
so maybe that's
doesn't
why.
Sound very
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, it happens.
Yeah, they like you.
They do.
They
like
you.
But, I mean, you've never met my family, so.
I've wanted to. You've kept them away from me for what now? Four
for
years? Five? How long have you been on the show?
They gave you a birthday present. Then they gave you like
and I still have it. It's the Spurs cooler. I love it.
So
I love it.
Go.
I still have it. It's right here in the studio. Well, it's just outside of the studio. Mm-hmm. I haven't used it yet, but I have it and I love it. And I look at it and I say, oh, isn't that nice? But see, I always thought that you gave me that. That was from your family.
No, I said that was from my parents. You did use it for the ice bucket challenge.
Did I use that for the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. There you go. See, we raised money with that great gift that your parents gave us. So in other words, you've never given me a gift. I thought you gave me that.
No, I've given you a gift.
Wow.
But it was years ago.
I'll bet. Well, listen, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy the steakhouse. You'll notice I have not said a word about the guy because you've been with this dude for a while now, and I'm leaving it alone because I keep on screwing it up somehow.
Yeah.
So you're good there, right?
Uh-huh. Good there.
How long has it been?
Oh, man. Like 6 months.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to do anything. Stop. Don't get all scared.
6 months or so. I'm surprised you knew because I thought like as soon as you knew you would say
every
something.
Picture you keep on posting pictures of him and stuff. I have left it alone.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't gone there.
Thank you.
I'm not asking his name or anything because when I get involved they run away and I don't know what the problem is, but just tell him to calm his ass.
Okay.
6 months, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. No, is that I'm not being rude, just asking. You don't have to answer. Is that a record?
I knew you were gonna ask me that.
Well, is it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There you go. Right answer, because he's probably listening, isn't he?
No, he's not listening right now.
Wow, so he doesn't even listen to the show. Does he know what you do for a living?
He's working right now.
Okay. All right, well, listen, happy birthday. We're very happy for you.
Thank
I am
you.
Surprised that you're 28. You look like you're 22, so there you go. Take that to the bank.
Thank you.
Carrie, did you want to say something to our Karina, or just forget it, I guess?
No, I told her. Absolutely. Happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I can't believe I had to ask you to tell her.
Thank you,
I can't believe I asked you to tell her.
Hey, did you say something to her on Facebook
Yeah, she posted happy birthday on Facebook.
I didn't have to. I'm sorry. I just did it to 4 million listeners. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, you beat me then.
I just did it to 4 million listeners and 35 million subscribers. I suck. What a horrible guy I am.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you, and we love having you on the program, even though you haven't got me anything for a long time. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. We have to get into Roy Moore and Sean Hannity. Did you see all this, the dust up over the weekend with Roy Moore and Sean Hannity?
I sure did, yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into that in earnest when we come back. Bottom of hour number two, I've got Lou Euler on. He is a tax expert, actually worked with the Reagan campaign or the Reagan administration, and has now also worked with the Trump administration. What's the difference between the House and the Senate version of the tax plan? We'll talk about that. Do you really save money? Are the Democrats right when they say that, you know, they're going to steal from the poor and give to the rich, which doesn't make any sense in anybody's logic? So we'll talk about that. But when we come back, Keurig, Realtor.com, Sean Hannity, Media Matters, Roy Moore. Oh, yeah. Carrie, it's all intertwined. It's all,
I know it is.
Yes, I talked to Sean yesterday about this. So it's interesting. This whole thing is going nuts. We'll get, and I'll ask the question right now. Do you think Roy Moore, and you can call the number, 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com, do you think Roy Moore should drop out of the race? It's a simple question because now all of a sudden somehow Gloria Allred has a client.
Yeah.
How does she always find the clients, Carrie? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Because is somebody really walking around Gadsden, Alabama going, you know, I think I'll call Gloria Allred. Does that really happen?
I don't know. I think she finds them, I think.
You think? You think Gloria Allred said, let me go to Gadsden, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
WOAI is an iHeart radio station.
Anytime Monday, you got to love it. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. So, Roy Moore, Judge Roy Moore, you probably heard the name well before he ran for Senate in the great state of Alabama. Again, keep in mind, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, selected as Attorney General by the President. Luther Strange steps in, takes over the seat. The new election coming up, special election, and you've got Roy Moore challenged him in the primary, and Roy Moore beat him. Even though late in the game, the President went there and campaigned for Luther Strange. Big Luther. Remember that? So Roy Moore wins. Roy Moore, a famous name that you probably heard already because he fought hard for the Ten Commandments to remain outside the Supreme Court building in Alabama. There were protests. There's all sorts of craziness. And Roy Moore is a guy who fought as hard as he could for that structure to stay there. It was a monument to the Ten Commandments. So he's a guy that the left hates anyway. Roy Moore, all of a sudden, now that he's won and 4 weeks before the election, there's an allegation from a then 14-year-old who's now, what? How old is she now, Carrie? Do we know?
I believe she's
in like 50-something?
Late 50s, 54? I think. Yeah.
Something like 57, something like that. Either way, suddenly there's an allegation that Roy Moore, then 32, this is 38 years ago, the guy's 70 now. Roy Moore, 32, went and met this girl sitting with her mother on a bench outside of a courthouse where the mother was supposed to go inside to do some sort of a custody hearing. And suddenly Roy Moore out of the blue says, hey, I'll watch your 14-year-old. And the mother's like, oh, thank God. Hey, watch my 14-year-old. Allegedly, he gets her phone number and then starts dating her somehow, takes her to the woods or to his cabin or something. And she alleges 38 years later that he took her pants off, took her shirt off and touched her over her underwear and made her touch him, which would be grotesque and disgusting if it really happened. Now, do I know that it happened? No. Do you know that it happened? No. Does anybody on the left know that it happened? No. Interestingly, and this is true, I was talking to my radio station in the Gadsden, Alabama area that day before the news broke. And the question asked of me by the owner, who's a great guy, said, do you want to interview Roy Moore? I was like, well, yeah, that's going to be a hot Senate campaign, going to be a hot race. I did not know yet about these allegations. Nobody did. We found out about the allegations later, and I didn't end up getting Roy Moore. Sean Hannity got Roy Moore. And God bless him. Sean rocks. He does an amazing job. He's got a bigger footprint than I do, so it was good that you got somebody out there who, on a national level, was able to ask Roy Moore some questions. Sean Hannity, as far as I know, has never been a journalist. I have been. I've won many awards as a journalist. But I got to tell you something, man. I listened to that interview, and he asked some hard questions. I did not hear him throw softballs at Roy Moore. Do you think it would be wrong of it if a 32-year-old did that with a 14-year-old? He went after him. And Sean Hannity is a guy who's on the right. He's a conservative, like I am. So you want the person on the right, this is Roy Moore, to win over the guy Jones or whoever it is that's running on the left. But he played hardball with him. I felt he did. And again, let me say this again in case anybody's confused. I've won multiple Associated Press Awards for excellence in broadcasting, excellence in journalism, whether it's best newscast or best live story or best tornado coverage. I mean, I've won it all. Go down the list. And I feel what Sean did the other day was damn good. I get up Saturday, Kara, because I do the weekend with Joe Pags, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's on 200 stations around the country. And my Twitter is blowing up about Sean Hannity's a piece of crap. Keurig dropped him or something. Realtor.com dropped him or something because he dared interview Roy Moore. And I'm confused by that. Now, you're the news anchor on the program, and I turn to you a lot. If you had an opportunity to interview Roy Moore, knowing what's going on in the news, would you?
Of course. Yes.
I mean, it's the job, isn't it?
Yes.
So Sean dares interview Roy Moore. Bots on Twitter all day and all night were trying to get Roy Moore child molester trending. And Keurig, I guess, was approached by some idiot, Angelo Carasone. Carasone, I don't know how he pronounces it. He's an Italian guy, which I'm kind of embarrassed about. But if you were to pronounce it the Italian way, it would be Carasone. I'm not sure how he says it. Don't really care. He's an idiot. This guy is some sort of a vice president at Media Matters. Media Matters for America is the total name of it. George Soros-based. I think Hillary Clinton was involved in forming this organization. It's just a left-wing attack organization. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all it is. This guy, and his Twitter handle is @GoAngelo. So feel free to go tweet him what a piece of crap he is. He tweets to Keurig. You know the Keurig machine. Do you have one? I have one.
I don't. Like one.
We have one. You put this, I don't drink coffee, but my wife likes it. You put the thing in there and then you press the thing and then the coffee comes out and whatever. Mm-hmm. He attacked, this Angelo guy attacked Keurig for daring to sponsor Sean's show after Sean, this idiot said, somehow was supporting a child molester or something like that. Which, of course, he wasn't. He asked him really hardball questions. He asked him very good questions. To his credit, he asked very journalistic questions. And Roy Moore gave some really good answers, and he gave some pretty sketchy answers. And those sketchy answers have him in more trouble today. And that's on him. Sean did his job as a broadcaster. You want both sides of the story. You've got somebody from 40 years ago says that he did something, and this guy, you want him to answer to it. He did. Now, you might not like his answers. It doesn't mean attack the guy who did the questioning. That's stupid. So this guy, Goangelo, says to Keurig, I can't believe, blah, 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 that you're supporting Hannity. And Keurig responds to him, Kerry, and says, we are working with Fox to make sure to stop our ads from running in Hannity's show.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So what Sean did was he dared to take the biggest news story of the day and make sure two sides were shown. He dared give Roy Moore, who's being, the allegations say, is some sort of a pedophile or child molester, somebody from 40 years ago. He dared give him an opportunity in my America to respond to the allegations. He dared to have him on and give that side so that people like you and me who consume shows like that can say, well, now I know what she's saying, and now I know what he's saying. And Media Matters for America and Soros, who just want the Democrat to be elected. It's not really about this woman who was or wasn't abused 40 years ago. Not about her, not about justice, not about doing the right thing or getting the right story or getting any answers. This is about the guy in the left winning. Should he win, all of the allegations will go away, just like the allegations against Donald Trump went away once the election was over. That's what this is about. It's about winning an election. They think they can get a seat from a Republican in Alabama, which is an historically Republican seat. They want to get one because then it'll be 51-49. They're just trying to chip away to stop the Senate from doing anything positive with Trump's agenda. That's why they're doing it. They don't care about the woman or the women. I guess others have come out now. So Keurig folded. Realtor.com also said they won't run any ads. I don't know if, can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I watch Sean's show at night pretty often, not every night and not every segment. And I certainly, when the commercials are on, don't pay much attention. But I have it on good authority that Keurig has never sponsored his show.
Really?
Now, Kerry, how dumb would that be for Keurig to make that announcement on Twitter?
That'd be very, very stupid on their part.
Now, at our flagship WOAI, Sean is on right before me. I don't get a chance to hear it because of how the studios are set up. Did he say Keurig never sponsored his show?
I don't remember him saying that today. I'll have to go back and check.
We're going to take your calls on this because the whole thing's weird. Stay here.
This is the...
Dear National Media and Democrat Party, when you've been telling the people of the South that they're stupid for decades, are you surprised when you can't tell them how to vote? Coming up at 8 on The Michael Berry Show.
Hi, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show. Great radio stations all over. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Newsmax TV as well. Thanks a lot for stopping by. So we're breaking down the idea that an American media star, and Sean Hannity is one of the biggest, if not the biggest right now, interviewed a guy who's being accused, a guy running for Senate, a guy who's being accused of sexual impropriety 40 years ago. And because he did that, a couple of companies pulled their sponsorship of his show. Oh, by the way, one of the companies at least looks like never sponsored his show, Keurig. Polo heard this today on Sean. I didn't get a chance to listen to the program today. And it turns out the Keurig CEO, I guess, apologized to Hannity. I mean, that's it. Did Sean talk about this today on the program, Polo?
Yes, he did. And then I sent you a link right now from Business Insider talking about it.
All right, let me see what you have for me here. Let's see. Business Insider, written by Kate Taylor. Keurig CEO apologized to employees for the company's appearance of taking sides in a political flap. On Saturday, the coffee brand announced its decision to stop advertising on Sean Hannity's Fox News show. Conservatives and fans of Hannity responded by calling for a boycott. I mean, the people posting videos of them breaking their Keurig machines? Come on, dude. Come on, man. I mean, I asked Sean's boss at WABC, this has to be 2002, Phil Boyce. I was a TV news anchor at Albany, and I bothered Phil enough that he let me come down and fill in for Steve Malzberg once on a weekend. And I asked Phil, I said, Sean's going nuts. He's going through the roof. Tell me why the show is so successful. I would like to work really hard and try to make my show successful. And Gary, what he said to me was, his listeners will run through the wall for him.
that's
And
true.
I never forgot that.
Yeah,
I never forgot that. And I believe that our listeners would do the same thing. We've got really dedicated listeners. But I learned a really good lesson. And as you see stories like this, and this isn't the first time Media Matters and this idiot, Go Angelo idiot, have tried to get Hannity's sponsors to stop sponsoring the show and try to get him off the air. But this proves it. You go up to Sean Hannity and your Keurig gets smashed and gets thrown off buildings and somebody hits it with a sledgehammer. I want to give people the website of this guy. Somebody has done a website exposing this idiot, Angelo Carasone, or Carasone, I'm not sure how he pronounces it. In Italian, again, it'd be Carasone, but I'm not really proud that he's Italian, to be honest with you. But this guy is funded by do you see during a break on the Twitters, some idiot said he just saw my show for the first time ever. You ever notice that when they're ready to attack, they pretend they had no idea who I was before the attack started?
Of course not.
Just happened to be flipping through, and man, are you horrible. Man, are you a liar. Soros founded Media Matters? I didn't say that, dumbass. Funded. Funded. One has an O. The other,
big difference.
He funded, and still funds, Media Matters. So this guy, Angelo Carasone, whatever the hell he says, is just a left-wing idiot that's doing everything he can to just eliminate an alternative voice, to eliminate real discussion, real debate, really hashing out issues in our country. So let me show you on the screen. I'm going to take this news, Max. This is the website, and it's actually just his name, AngeloCarasone.com. Angelo Carasone, or Carasone, .com. I guess he wasn't smart enough to get his own name on his website, so somebody who doesn't like him very much got this website. But there are blogs that he's done, and it was, about 10 years ago, anti-gay, anti-transgendered. He's a racist, goes after people on their race. And as you keep on going through, you can see everything that Media Matters does to try to squelch any voice other than the ones that they want out there. Trust me, if I mattered to them, and maybe I will at some point, they'd be trying to squash me, which would be hard to do. Carrie, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm unsquashable.
I think you may be right. Unsquashable.
But I mean, you just go through it, and it's just nothing but hate. Nothing but hate. Media Matters for America is an organization that was founded by people who wanted to shut down any sort of back and forth. And by the way, back and forth and discussion and dialogue and debate and all of that, that's really what America was founded on. Think about it. The First Amendment has free speech in there because you couldn't do it elsewhere. And King George didn't like it so much. Here, you can have discourse. But not according to Angelo Carasone. This guy wants Hannity to shut up. And I never thought I'd live in an America where you didn't want to hear the other side. I mean, in a court, let's say one of these Roy Moore stories went to court. Not only the statute of limitations are probably well over, but if one of them went to court, Carrie, wouldn't they hear both sides?
Yes, they would.
I think they would have to.
Yeah.
Or else it's not a court of law. By the way, as a side note, Judge Roy Moore says he's suing the Washington Post for the story, which is also very interesting to me. It's a simple question. Do you think it's okay in our America for sponsors to be boycotted, for idiots like this Carasone guy to have some sort of a plan to get rid of any voice that's alternative to his own beliefs? Do you think that's okay for somebody to try to take another guy's livelihood away? If they could, they would take away Sean's job. If they could, they would take away his pay. If they could, they would make him homeless and shut him up and put him in a corner. I mean, is that really what America's all about? I thought America was about mixing it up. Let's go, man. Look, if this guy Angelo Carasone or Carasone, if he's got a set, and by the way, by set, I mean a set of fine china for Christmas, Carrie. You know what I mean?
Of course, yes.
But if he had a set, he would go on Sean's show. Mix it up. Let's go. He'd come on my show. Let's go, Angelo. Let's make it happen. Come on. Let's do some verbal fisticuffs and let's make it happen. But he doesn't have the guts. He'd rather have a bunch of bots and a bunch of indoctrinated lemmings go and do the hashtag of the day. So I was defending Sean. He didn't need me to defend him. I was just bored, I guess, on Saturday. But I'm defending him on Twitter. And people are starting hashtag PAGS loves pedophiles. I mean, this is how disgusting it is. And when I said, please tell me what you know about the case. Please tell me why you don't want to hear the other side. Please tell me why this man doesn't get his day in court, whether it's the court of public opinion or a real court. Please tell me what exactly it was that he did. Well, he was throwing softballs and he let him off the hook. What? And even if that were true, and I'm here to say I think he did a good journalistic job, but if that were true, compare that to every interview anybody's ever done with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Any interview. which Sean did, should get a freaking Murrow Award. It should get an Emmy for excellence in journalism. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. To the phone lines, what are your thoughts on this? Margaret's in Florida. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that I stand behind Judge Roy Moore. And I think this is a big setup, a big scam that's going on. There's so many people on that side, on the Democratic side, that could be investigated that are really, really in trouble. And we hear nothing at all about it. And I just don't know what the heck's going on in America other than somebody's trying to ruin the whole country.
Well, what they're trying to do, it's just political. What they're trying to do is just win the Senate. And I appreciate you, Margaret. Thank you. And they can't do it, you know, fair and square. They can't do it above board. They've got to figure out a way to do it otherwise. Now, Carrie, do you have the story of the woman who came forward today with Gloria Allred?
I do, yes.
Please give me that, because I'm trying to figure out how Gloria Allred somehow got involved in a case out of Gadsden, Alabama. Gloria Allred, she's just in Gadsden, Alabama, with a lady who says when she was 16, Roy Moore took her behind the... I guess you've got the details.
Yeah.
And I think there are graphic details that they talk about today. We don't have to get too graphic, but let's just, if we can, give the overview of the story.
Okay, this is from our station, WOAI. A new accuser stepping forward, claiming Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually assaulted her when she was a minor. Beverly Young Nelson of Gadsden, Alabama, told reporters Moore assaulted her in a car when she was 16 years old. Nelson said Moore groped her breast and forcibly attempted to have her perform a sex act on him. When she refused, Nelson alleges Moore left her in a cold parking lot at night, claiming that no one would believe her if she told them what happened. Nelson says she met Moore as a waitress at Old Hickory House Restaurant in 1977, where he was a regular customer. At the time of the alleged incident, Moore was the district attorney of Etowah County.
All right, so Roy Moore goes to the restaurant where she's working. Roy Moore strikes up a conversation. I don't know about you, but when you go to the restaurant, you have no I have no problem talking to the waiter or the waitress.
No.
Making them feel like they're human beings as well, because they are. So I don't care if they're serving or not. They're good people like anybody else. She actually says he signed my yearbook, and they showed him signing of the yearbook. In fact, I think I could probably show it to you on television. I don't know what that tells us. Here it is. Here, I'm going to take this from the Drudge Report. And I don't know what this says. It says, to a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas, Christmas 1977. Love, Roy Moore, DA, 122277, Old and Hickory House. Okay, so he's at the restaurant. She's got a yearbook. I don't think he grabbed the yearbook out of her hand. I think she alleges that he said, let me write your yearbook. Would you ever say that? I mean, I'd ask people to sign my yearbook.
I would not.
People were like, give me that yearbook. Let me sign that. So I'm going to put Carrie back up. So he signs the yearbook, and that doesn't tell me that he did anything wrong to her. Now, was I there? No. Did he do what she alleges? I have no idea. But when Roy Moore was starting all that stink about the Ten Commandments, when he was lighting people up, being gay is against the Bible and so on and so forth, which is so completely against the left-wing ideology in this country, why did nobody bring this stuff up then? And how does Gloria Allred find somebody who was a waitress 40 years ago in Gadsden, Alabama? There's something else afoot here. Now, I'll say what I said on Twitter. I'll say it again now. If he did it, it's disgusting, and he should not be a senator. And he should be excoriated and excommunicated from society. If he didn't do it, and this is all about politics, and there's a real chance that's what it is, well, then we need to get to the bottom of it. What Sean did last week was exemplary. That's what you expect from a broadcaster. What you see on the Today Show and MSNBC and CNN and all these idiots, what you see on these other programs is a bunch of glad-handing. Somebody sent me an email pitching a book, Carrie. Mm-hmm. The book is written by, I think, 27 different psychologists and psychiatrists questioning the mental fitness of President Donald Trump.
Oh, right.
Now, generally speaking, do you think I agree with them?
No, you would not.
No, of course not. I invited them on the program. I think they found out who I was, and they haven't responded. They actually pitched it to me. I said, and I wrote them back, and I said, this should be interesting. Let's go. Nothing.
Ooh, that
so it's
fun.
Not really, they don't really want to be on shows or with hosts that are going to ask real questions and mix it up. I enjoy having people on who disagree with me. I enjoy having the other side on. This is not an echo chamber. That's why anybody and everybody can call into the program. If you're an idiot, though, I'm going to hang up on you and rickroll you. But having said that, I mean, the idea that this Angelo idiot, and I hate that that's his name because my uncle's name is Angelo. I love my uncle. The idea that this idiot will attack anybody and anything that disagrees with his own ideology, that's a sad day in America. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Updating you with the news that matters, coming up at the top of the hour on News Radio 1200 WOAI.
All right, glad to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624. Lou Euler, Euler. It's U-H-L-E-R. Lou was involved in the Reagan administration, is involved with President Trump in getting tax reform done, talks about the differences between the House plan and the Senate plan. We'll do that at the bottom of the next hour. We also talk about the lies on the left about it. Oh, you can't pay for it. You're going to pay for it by taking it from the middle class, which makes no sense. Yeah, you don't pay for tax cuts. The government just spends less until more revenues come in, and more revenues will come in because of the repatriated money. More revenues will come in because corporations will be paying 20 instead of 35%. They can, you know, R&D more, offer more services and widgets. They can expand. They can hire more people. It's all good. Go look in 1981 and see what Reagan did and what the result of that was. So we talked to Lou, and he's going to enlighten you on exactly what's going on with this tax plan. He has a good feeling about it. And tomorrow, I'll have House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady. He's the guy who's marking up the tax plan and the one who's you know, tying it up with a nice little bow until the convening between the House and the Senate. They want to get it to the president. I think he wants it by Thanksgiving, which is not going to happen. But he certainly wants to sign it. By Christmas is what he told me. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Let's go to line two. Hey, Jay!
Big time Motown, Joe. Hey, right quick, before I get to the idiot.
Yes, sir.
I went to see the Temptations and the Four Tops this weekend at the Arena at the 8.
How were they?
Awesome. They were awesome. Hey.
Well, who's the lead singer now? Because Ruffin died, didn't he? Isn't Ruffin gone?
Basically, everybody's basically new. I think it's just on each one of them, it's about maybe one guy on each one of them is original. And so, you know, it was a great time, big time. I was hollering, Motown, Motown! And the guy looked at me, I was two rows from the stage, and he's like, oh, you laughed at me and pointed at me.
That's cool. That's cool, AJ. I love it. I wish I could have gone.
Now, back to this idiot. Big time Motown, you know, you, Sean, Annie, Rush, Limbaugh, y'all, we got y'all back with the walls. Can't even stop us. We got y'all back when you got idiots like Media Matters. Sean don't boycott people. And Sean did come out today and said that guy apologized. Sean going to give 500 of them deals out to the people that broke their deal on a lie. So it's what it is. But big time, everybody, what happened to being proven innocent before called guilty? I'm trying to figure this out. But we forget about Bill Clinton. You know, they went on and he was guilty as charged, and they went on and stood behind that guy. But, you know, what pisses me off big time is these sorry Republicans. They got the House, Senate, and everything, and they can't get nothing done. And they're the first one hollering to get this guy out. You know, the guy...
AJ, you make you make a great point, my brother from another mother. When you got Mitch McConnell answering a question from a reporter today, a reporter says, you know, what are your feelings about these allegations, something to that effect. And McConnell says, I believe the women. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, he's already decided that Roy Moore is not worthy, and he's taking sides in a case that's 40 years old, and there's no proof whatsoever other than what the woman says that anything happened. So it shows the weak backbone of the right, and it shows that even with both House and Senate, the president's not going to be able to get much done, and it's too bad.
Hey, you remember the hockey boys. You remember what happened to them, right? And the girls came out, and they found out that they was innocent. See, you got to have your
decency. It was lacrosse. It was lacrosse,
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, what is this? But since we had that Barack Hussein Obama Soros funded, like you said, Soros funded Media Matter, look at our country, people. Look at what Obama did when he walked in the door. We wasn't like this big time Motown. You've been on the phone forever. We never talked like we battled some idiots, but we never came up with race every time, and now it's rape. Now, come on now. Everybody knows it's political big time, Motown. And I want this guy to have his day in court. And if they have to not do the election to get this guy righteously, he got to have his day, baby, because me and you will want the same dang on treatment. Love
AJ,
you,
I love you. Got to run here. And we'll talk to you soon. We love AJ and the knowledge that he spews. I mean, he gets wound up. I bet he was really just loving it at that concert, too. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Trump tweets when we come back. I think the president did what I think is the best tweet ever tweeted over the weekend. We'll have that and many more. Keep it right here. Much more to come.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
You are. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
The self-proclaimed sexy guitar of Ted Nugent, Love Grenade, the theme song. People ask every so often. The Joe Pags Show, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com. Also Newsmax TV. Really glad to have you here on a Monday. It's a Motown Monday. Along with the girl, Carrie Lockie.
The girl.
News anchor, general pain in my rear end. That's the way people normally refer to you. Either that or Carol.
Mm. Or Linda.
Linda, we've had Linda Karen. We've had Karen.
Karen, sure.
1-800-383-9624. Lots of people want to talk about Roy Moore. We can do that. I think it would behoove us, though, to start this hour with Trump tweets. Trump tweets.
It had been a little long, too long.
Wasn't it? A little involved.
Yeah.
By the way, make sure you stop by the website. It is joepags.com, joepags.com. And click on Facebook. Zuck hates when I gain fans on Facebook. In fact, they actively try to squelch the page. There can be negative likes every day. So go there, facebook.com/Joe Talk Show, and like the page. Also, at Joe Talk Show on Twitter, Jack and the other idiots on Twitter, they hate when I get new tweeps. Is that what you call it? Carrie, do you call them tweeps?
That's the first I've heard of that. Never heard of it.
Well, you're not paying attention to Twitter, then, because it's Twitter peeps. And you just say tweeps.
Tweeps, okay.
But they hate when I get more into it. I'm almost at 50,000 on there. Got like 360,000 on Facebook, but they're playing games. But almost at 50. We're like 45,000, something like that. So we're moving on up. Stop by at Joe Talk Show. Make sure you like that. Instagram is where you'll find the cheesy gym photos and all other personal photos. But I didn't put the... Did I put the Gia picture on Instagram or not?
I don't know.
I did on Facebook, and I think you liked it.
Mm-hmm. She's adorable.
Gia, by the way, 9 years old yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
How the beep did that happen?
I know. It happened so fast.
How is she 9 years old?
I know, dude.
So there you go. Gia's 9 years old. You've got to stop by Instagram. If it's not on there right now, I'll make sure I put it on there during the interview at the bottom of the hour. Bottom of the hour will be Lou Euler. And about tax reform, Senate versus the House plan, what's going to happen, what lies are the left telling. Okay, Trump tweets for today. This is from the 11th, which was on Saturday, 6:32 p.m. President Xi of China has stated that he is upping the sanctions against NOCO. Said he wants them to denuclearize. Progress is being made. All right. Next one is at 6:35 p.m. We'll be doing a joint press conference in Hanoi, Vietnam, then heading for final destination of trip, Philippines. I think he still thinks he has 140 characters because he's still abbreviating.
Maybe so, yes.
Heading for a final destination of trip. Could have said of the trip.
Yeah, could have.
Could have said the final destination. But he's the right dude. Hey, look, he's the guy.
He can do what he wants, yeah.
7:16, met with President Putin of Russia, who was at APEC meetings. Good discussions on Syria. Hope for his help to solve, along with China, the dangerous North Korea crisis. Progress being made. All right. Next one is 7:18 p.m. When will all the haters and fools out there? He goes from the president tweeting to like his 11-year-old son tweeting. All the haters and fools out there realize that having a good relationship with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing. They're always playing politics. I think he meant they are, but he just wrote there. Bad for our country. I want to solve North Korea, Syria, Ukraine, terrorism, and Russia can greatly help. All right. Nothing wrong with that. We want certainly help in solving those problems. At 7:43 p.m., does the fake news media remember when crooked Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was begging Russia to be our friend with the misspelled reset button? Obama tried also, but he had zero chemistry with Putin. All right. Then 7:48, why would Kim Jong-un... Carrie?
What?
Hello, is Carrie there?
Yes.
This is the best tweet ever tweeted ever on Twitter.
Okay, this is it? Okay.
This is the one. Okay. Here we go. 7:48 p.m. on November 11th. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat?
What?
I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. That.
What?
I'm going to deem that best tweet ever. That's the best tweet ever. Kim Jong-un said something about he's old and stupid or something. He called our president old and something. And I just, this is the best tweet I've ever seen in my life. Again, why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that'll happen. All right. Next one is 6:20 in the morning. The next morning, yesterday morning, we had a wonderful visit in Vietnam. Thank you, President Tran Dai Quang, heading to the ASEAN Summit 50th Anniversary Gala in the Philippines now. All right. Then on, I don't know if we have a picture of this or not, but I'll make sure they tell people about it. If you haven't seen it yet, it's kind of nuts. But the next tweet is at 7:29 yesterday morning, actually this morning. Great day of bilateral meetings at ASEAN Summit on Trade, which we are turning around to be great deals for our country. And the last Trump tweet for today's batch: we'll be leaving the Philippines tomorrow after many days of constant meetings and work in order to make America great again. My promises are rapidly being fulfilled. Those would be the Trump tweets. Did you see that our president somehow got the president of the Philippines to sing a song?
I heard about that, yeah.
I mean, he got him to sing. I could just see him. Hey, yeah, it'd be great if you just said, be huge, if you could just sing a song. And the guy gets up and sings him a song.
He did. Yeah. Very convincing.
Kerry, I mean, look, haters gon' hate.
That's true.
Let's put it out there. Hashtag, haters gon' hate. But the president goes to Asia and completely dominates the joint. He is sung songs by presidents. They're little, you know, flower girls showing up to give him flowers when he arrives. They've got red carpets everywhere. They're giving him clothes and the best food ever on the planet. They're doing, you know, performances and bending over backwards. And this is, I'm telling you, this is the way I would expect an American president would be received. Instead of, you know, Obama getting off the plane and apologizing for everything and being meek and cowardly and meeting with the president of Russia, Medvedev, telling him, hey, tell Vlad that I'll have more flexibility after the election. Okay, I will tell Vladimir. I mean, this is Trump showing up going, eh, what's going on? Hey, you, sing me a tune. You know what I mean? And it's the freaking like president of funny. The Philippines. Yeah. So, and look, you could be on the left. You'd be a Trump hater. You could say, he's unfit. But you have to admit, the guy gets on a plane and shows up in the Middle East, they kiss his ass. He shows up in Asia, they kiss his ass. And that's the way it should be. It's the way it should be. We're the big dog. We should be treated with respect. Obama did everything he could to make sure that any respect for us or fear of us was lost. And he was very effective at that. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. A lot of people still want to be heard on Roy Moore. I'll take this for a little while longer. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll do one more segment on Roy Moore because a lot of people want to be heard. Mitch McConnell rolling over like the weasel that he is. The idea that Sean Hannity or somebody shouldn't be able to interview a guy who's being accused of dastardly deeds from 40 years ago. That's ridiculous. And also, don't forget, Angelo Carasone or Carasone. I posted his page over on my Facebook and on my Twitter. Go there and learn about Media Matters for America. Go there and learn about who this piece of garbage is. Go there and learn that you've got a child who can't mix it up and debate with facts, so he has to do his best to try to take people's livelihood away, which is pretty sad. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Jim's.
WOAI is an iHeart Radio station.
You got a smile on your face. That's my jam, Kerry, right there.
Please,
you
stop.
Know it.
Sing
it.
I'm holding you.
You got to do so.
Come on, everybody.
No, I think you have to actually know the words.
Those. Yeah, I don't think it's necessary.
Yes, you gotta sing it well. I'm not doing either one of those.
You said I should sing it in a well? That's not very nice. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Lots going on. In about 13, 14 minutes from now, it'll be Lou Euler. He's a guy from a tax organization. It's a tax organization. Probably see what the actual name of it is, right? I mean, that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
It would.
I mean, if I knew it.
Tax
If I knew it, it'd be good. I don't have it here. I don't know what the hell. He's from that tax place. So we got Lou Euler on. He actually worked with Ronald Reagan and the Reagan administration on tax cuts and tax reform, which we know exploded the economy. So that's always awesome. It is the National Tax Limitation Committee. The website is limittaxes.org. So make sure you go there. He's also met with President Trump and the tax plan. He loves it. He's going to say why he loves it. And he's going to talk about the differences between the House and the Senate. And I ask him very directly, listen, John McCain at this point is just obstructing because he doesn't like the president. Will John McCain try to stop this from happening too, to make sure this president gets nothing of his agenda items done, even though he ran on, you know, repealing Obamacare and cutting taxes and everything? And he gives an interesting answer to that. Before we do that, though, let's finish up on Roy Moore. I don't know what's going to happen. I know that the leadership in the Republican Party, the so-called, I'm going to do, you know, air quotes here, leadership in a Republican Party has decided that he's guilty. This man, that's it, he did it. Period, end of story. The New Yorker magazine is now reporting that there are rumors that he was banned from a mall 40 years ago because he was trolling young girls. Carrie, there's a rumor that he was banned from a mall.
Okay.
Now, maybe I'm the one who should be drug tested, and, you know, it was a pretty wild weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. But couldn't you verify if somebody had actually literally and legally been banned from a mall?
Yes. Even if it was.
And the guy was the district attorney. Do you think the mall would have an easy time banning the district attorney without that making huge news, even in the 1970s? That would be huge news.
Big news. Of course it would have been. Yes.
And nobody's ever answered the simple question that I asked about the phone number. If Roy Moore asked this 14-year-old girl for her phone number, don't the parents have to answer the phone? Because there were no cell phones. Nobody had two lines in their houses in 1979, one for the kids and one for the adults. That doesn't happen. He called up and said, hey, it's 32-year-old Roy Moore. Yeah, I'm that lawyer guy. Listen, I'd like to take your 14-year-old out. And the parents were like, oh, Roy, that'd be great. Come on. Come on, man. I just want things to make sense. Carrie, I'm not asking a lot, am I?
Yeah, I think you are sometimes. Making sense. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, let me go to the phone lines and see what you think about all this. Louise is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Louise. What's going on?
Hey. Hi, Joe. I don't think that Judge Moore should drop out of the race. I think that he's totally innocent. And I question the timing of these accusations. It reminds me of what they try to do to Judge Thomas.
It's exactly the same thing they try to do to Judge Thomas. It's the same thing they try to do to Donald Trump.
Right, and Judge Bork as well. They don't want a conservative in there. And the senators, the Republican senators, are a bunch of cowards.
They rolled on him fast, Louise. I mean, they rolled on him so fast it makes your head hurt.
It does. And it makes me so angry.
Well, we'll see what happens. Let's talk about the facts of the case. And I don't mean the facts from 40 years ago, the facts of the Senate race. It's tied now. And he was up by, 10 points, something like that. It's tied now. And now they're really on. I saw some doofus, some Democrat senator from somewhere who's the head of some BS Democrat committee. I think it was the Democrat Congressional Committee or something. They're the people who back the Democrats who are running. And he kept on saying the guy's name, Jones. I forget his first name. Somebody Jones is running against Roy Moore. Jones understands the people. And Jones loves the middle class. And Jones is looking out for the people. And Jones, you know, would have dated a 14-year-old in 1979. Carrie lost your camera. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so there you go. But he just got on and on and on. This is just the push to get the Democrat in. So you would expect the other side, Mitch McConnell and the group, to say, yeah, but Roy Moore is innocent until proven guilty. These are allegations from 40 years ago. He's got a stellar record as a lawyer, as a DA, as a Supreme Court justice, and we're going to take his word for it. No, instead of that, Mitch McConnell says, I believe the women. That's his answer. I mean, that's the leadership. Let me go to the phone lines. Marie is in New Jersey. Marie, what's going on? Hi.
Yes, hi. Also, our president was also falsely accused at one time with women with the allegations that Judge Moore is having right now. So I think that they're dirty tricks. But anyway, the second thing that I wanted to mention was a commercial that's really bothering me with a Looney Tune, Tom Steyer, that he's asking for the impeachment for the president when the president has no crimes or no misdemeanors.
Now, I didn't see that. Is that on in New York and New Jersey only or what? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Tom Steyer, a commercial, an obnoxious commercial that he's asking for.
I don't know who Tom Steyer is. Should I know who that is?
Yeah, I don't know. If you know, I know who he is. You know, he's on the
I don't know who that
commercial.
Is. Go ahead.
Anyway, the problem here is that the man that assaulted Rand Paul, his neighbor was also an impeached Trump guy. and he had six ribs broken. Where's the law and order here? Maybe Mitch McConnell should be talking about what happened to Rand Paul and that our party is being attacked from the left.
Yeah.
That's more.
Well, how about Mitch McConnell saying that he believes the women? Yeah, I believe him.
Now, Mitch McConnell should be doing his job because our president's coming home and we need a tax reform. And we need to simplify the tax reform. Maybe a flat tax like Ted Cruz wanted. Maybe 5%. Don't complicate the taxes in order for the president to have a hard time explaining it to the people, because that's what they're doing. They're distracting us. They're playing dirty tricks. And maybe he should step down, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and those Ryans.
Marie, thank you. I like when Marie gets wound up. Marie, you know, hashtag Marie don't care. She gets wound up. I wanted her to riff on McConnell more, but then she went to Texas for some reason. She called it because, you know, there's no backbone in the Republican Party. When the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, just rolls over and says, yeah, this Angelo idiot's right, and Gloria Allred's right, and a woman from 40 years ago, and we don't know really much else than she's saying that it happened because suddenly it's 4 weeks before an election. She's right, and we just trust them. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to get different leadership. Because in this country, due process is guaranteed. And Roy Moore has got no process on any of this. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Peter is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Peter. What's going on?
How you doing, Joe? I'm a first-time caller. I love the background.
Thanks, man.
Let me tell you.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, about the Roy Moore thing, it's innocent until proven guilty. And Sean Hannity was right to bring him on to try and get his side of the story. That's the kind of stand-up kind of guy Sean Hannity is. Along with that other guy, O'Reilly, who used to be on there. They were great guys, but the left tried to destroy them both. They got one. They didn't get the other.
Well, I would have to think that O'Reilly, there was something there because he would not have gone away otherwise. There had to be something there because I don't think you'd just roll over. It would have been easy to roll over on Sean, and of course they didn't when a false allegation came out against him 6 months ago or a year ago. So with O'Reilly, there were millions of dollars paid, and I think eventually the company said, it's just not worth it for us to keep him on. But when it comes to Sean, I mean, they've tried and they've tried and they've tried again, and obviously there's nothing there for them to get on him. And this whole Keurig thing was pretty disgusting. Let me give a hint to advertisers. And we've got beautiful and wonderful advertisers that advertise on my show, on radio, all these great stations, our flagship, on Newsmax TV. We love you guys, but don't get yourselves involved in the fray. There's no reason to. I mean, you guys should want to sell to Democrats and Republicans. You should want to sell to liberals and conservatives. You should want to sell to communists. You just want to sell your product. And I will pitch that for you. I will endorse your product if I believe in it, and I do, the ones that I endorse. So, you know, don't get yourself mixed up in this. Don't let some idiot on Twitter send you a tweet alleging that you're bad or you're underhanded or that you support pedophiles if you don't. And I'm guessing that Keurig doesn't. I'm guessing that Realtor.com doesn't. But they rolled over. They got scared. They allowed somebody to strong-arm them. Or they decided to show their true political colors. You know, it used to be when I was growing up, products didn't have political colors. Products didn't care about politics left or right. They cared about green. They cared about selling their product and getting more people to come back and buy their product or service. Do that again. Be those people. 1-800-383-9624. Done with Roy Moore. Going to break down the tax plan with Lou Euler when we come back. You're going to want to hear from him, from National Tax Limitation Committee. You've heard from him before, but it's been about a year since I talked to him. So keep it right here. You get a great knowledge and great education from him. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Four.
Dear National Media and Democrat Party, when you've been telling the people of the South that they're stupid for decades, are you surprised when you can't tell them how to vote?
Coming up at 8 on The Michael Berry Show.
Great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. Glad to have you along for the ride. And so glad to have Lou Euler back. He's from the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how are you?
I am well, thank you, and boy, we're on the brink of major growth-inducing tax reform.
Well, it says you, and we're going to talk about it because a lot of people on the other side claim it's not. You may or may not know, a week and a half ago, I was invited to the White House. I sat down with the president. We talked about tax reform, he's bullish on this, man. He says it's going to immediately give $1,180 back to middle-class people, possibly another $3,000 or $4,000 on top of that when the money comes back in from overseas. The left immediately said it's a tax break for the rich, and the middle class gets screwed, and you can't pay for it. Lou, you say what?
Well, I was around when the 1981 tax cuts of Ronald Reagan took place.
Yeah.
And I can tell you indelibly and absolutely that this tax reform with corporate reduction, the pass-through for small businesses, territoriality, immediate expensing of capital investment is a stronger combination than Ronald Reagan advanced.
Wow.
And should give us 5-6% economic growth for a number of years, will be the very thing that this nation needs to work our way out of bankruptcy. I mean, we're frankly now spending a lot more than we're taking in. And so we've got to reverse that and create fairness. And with respect to individuals, we reduce the number of tax brackets. We increase the family exemption. We reduce most people to filing on a postcard size return.
Yeah.
It is going to be a great breakthrough for America.
Well, it's again Lou Euler. The name of the organization is National Tax Limitation Committee. Go and just go and check out the website, limittaxes.org. Limittaxes.org. All right. So when Reagan did it, we saw 8 years of unbelievable economic growth. The whole idea from the left was you can't trickle down, you're screwing the middle class and the lower class. It just didn't happen. What happened was you had so many new jobs, you had an economy that was absolutely booming. And that's what was his top rate when he came in, Lou? It was 70, wasn't it? And he took it down to 28?
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Kennedy had done it before.
Yeah.
So Democrat and Republican, and Reagan worked with Tip O'Neill and with Democrats who actually had some sanity at the time.
Yeah, right.
And produced just a glorious return for 8 years and for a quarter century, actually.
So we saw Barack Obama, when he was the president, force through with a Democrat-led Senate and House tax increases that hurt the economy. GDP at one. Something like 1.6, something like that. Now we've got GDP that's over 3% in just 10 months of Trump. Looks like it'll be in the fours. And if that continues and you add on that a corporate tax reduction from 35 down to 20, you might see GDP higher than we've ever seen, no?
I think that is absolutely correct. And remember, the carpers, the detractors during Reagan's time,
yeah,
claimed that he was going to reduce federal revenues and it was going to turn Washington upside down, etc.
Right.
In fact, because he built such a growth machine, why federal revenues doubled during his 8 years as president, despite the tax rate reductions, because our economy exploded.
Before we compare the House bill to the Senate bill, and they'll end up convening and whatever, before we do that, let's talk about what the spin is from the left right now. And again, it's Lou Euler, limittaxes.org. Go and check out the organization. The left is saying, effectively, corporations, even at 35%, are really paying 20%. Is that true?
Well,
because of the tax breaks or whatever.
All Schumer and Pelosi ever say is that we advancing corporate reduction are simply toadies of Wall Street.
Right.
The problem is they are dead wrong. The
right.
Studies, the most authoritative recent studies confirm that of every corporate tax dollar paid, 70 to 90 cents of each of those dollars,
yeah,
is borne by workers in reduced jobs and reduced wages. So it's not, we're not helping the rich. We're helping average people. The studies done by Larry Kotlikoff and Auerbach at UC Berkeley, the latest modeling of these things, demonstrate explosive economic growth as a result.
Okay, so I mean that seems to make sense. You've got more money, so you can expand. You can research and develop new widgets. You can hire more employees. You can actually try to, through volume, increase the numbers that are coming in. It seems to make sense. But again, the left says this is just so that more corporate leaders and corporations can hide the money in their mattresses and not share it with anybody. That, of course, is anti-business. Any smart business person, of course, is going to reinvest that money to make the business bigger and healthier and make a really nice black bottom line, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, business owners and people who invest don't put their money under the mattress, but they may put it outside of the U.S. when the U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the developed nation.
Yeah.
And double taxes, you know, if you have a corporation that is domestic but earns some money in Germany and pays taxes in Germany, then we try to tax that same money when they return it to the U.S. That double taxation, that's killing us.
It's Lou Euler. The name of the organization is National Tax Limitation Committee, limittaxes.org, limittaxes.org. Go there. The left is now saying, Schumer, Pelosi, the like, they're saying that you're going to reduce taxes for corporations and wealthy Americans. Actually, the wealthiest Americans aren't getting much of a break. They're saying that, and they're saying, and you can't pay for it. Lou, I've never understood why people on the left or anybody in politics gets away with the lie that you pay for tax cuts. You don't pay for tax cuts. You just take less of my money, and the government has to adjust and either spend less or do something else. Why do they get away with the lie that we somehow pay for tax cuts?
Well, it's because we have a lot of liberals in the news media who perpetuate that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. What we do is we broaden the base of the economic activity, the size of the pizza pie, so everybody's slice is enhanced.
Right.
And the Kotlikoff study reveals dramatic increases in the capital base of America, and the increase in wages with average workers of anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000 a year.
Yeah.
These are carefully done studies that demonstrate that average Americans are winners from tax reform.
It's Lou Euler. The name of your organization is National Tax Limitation Committee. Limittaxes.org. I want you to go to the website and educate yourself. It's always amazing talking to you. As we are hearing the rumblings from the House versus the Senate, and you're hearing the left saying things like it's going to increase the national deficit by, or the national debt by, trillions of dollars over the next 10 years. I don't know how they just make that assumption. I guess it will believe them. But the House versus the Senate, I'm hearing from people in Washington that they're very different. The Senate is unhappy with only having these few tax brackets. They want more. The Senate actually wants to tax the wealthiest Americans more. Is any of that true?
Well, there are some differences, but they're so close because everything I've already outlined about business tax reform is absolutely the same or virtually the same between the Senate and the House, except the Senate wants to start the corporate tax rate reduction in 2019 instead of 2018. It is key that we start it as soon as possible. So we need to buy into the House version there.
Well, why would they want to hold off for a year?
I'm sorry?
Why would they want to hold off for a year?
Because of this damnable thing that you have underscored, and that is revenue neutrality, and the fact that the budget rules of the 74 Budget Act, in order to use reconciliation in the Senate, 51 votes instead of the filibuster, 60 votes, you have to follow arcane calculation rules that require offsetting tax increases to replace the rates that you have reduced and the revenue flow. And these bean counters in the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation regularly use static models that are not up to speed in terms of calculating what happens when you have dynamic changes of the kind we're talking about.
Okay.
So our hands are being tied behind us by a bunch of bean counters who are on the left to begin with.
It's Lou Euler, the name of the organization, National Tax Limitation Committee. Go to limittaxes.org. Lou, what are the chances John McCain, who clearly has a personal issue with the president, is going to try to kill this like he did Obamacare? I mean, John McCain killed the skinny bill, which was only getting rid of three things that Obamacare was doing, and he still wouldn't do that. He seems to be on some mission to stop Donald Trump and the agenda. Do you think that he signs on to this? Because he certainly doesn't care about his future in the Senate. He's going against everything he ran on.
Well, we haven't heard really from the Susan Collins and the Murkowskis and the McCains and all the rest. And Corker, they could get off the reservation, but I think they recognize this is too important for America. And it's not just that they can stick their finger in Trump's eye, because this is a change that it allows everybody, Senate, House, and the presidency, to be singing off the same sheet more carefully than we ever got with Obamacare.
President wants it by the end of the year. They actually want a convened bill by Thanksgiving. What's the timeline, and do you think it's going to happen?
Oh, I think it will happen by the end of the year. I mean, with the House Ways and Means Committee last Thursday voting it out of committee and onto the floor of the House.
Right.
With Orrin Hatch, our good friend, who's chairman of Senate Finance, announcing the details of the Senate Finance Committee on Friday. Now the resolution of these takes place. I'm sure different versions will come out of each body.
Yeah.
It will go to the classical conference where the details can be worked out. But I think there is enough. And one thing we want to make sure of is we also kill the hated death tax.
Yeah.
And that is very important, and that has corrupted the tax collection process of America for 100 years now. It was passed during World War One, allegedly, to help win World War One. We want to see an end to that as well, and that really smooths out tax collection for America.
It's always an absolute pleasure and education when I talk to you, Luke. Can we talk again soon?
Say again.
I say it's always an absolute pleasure and honor to talk with you, and an education. Can we talk again soon?
Well, it's been a great pleasure to join you, and look forward to any time you want to talk about this important stuff for America. We're available to you.
It is Lou Euler. He's from National Tax Limitation Committee, limittaxes.org. Lou, thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
He's Radio 1200 WOAI.
It's a Motown Monday. That's how we do. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Plenty to get to today. Plenty we haven't touched on yet. We've got another big hour coming your way on radio. We appreciate you. Kerry, during the break, I was sent by the press secretary of Ted Cruz his comments about Judge Roy Moore. If you would, please do tell and disseminate to our listeners and viewers.
Yes, these allegations are deeply concerning. We've now seen multiple serious allegations of criminal conduct. One of two things should happen. If these allegations are true, Judge Moore should drop out now, today. The people of Alabama deserve to have the option of voting for a strong conservative who has not committed criminal conduct. Or two, if these allegations are not true, then Judge Moore needs to come forward with strong, persuasive rebuttal, demonstrating they are untrue. As it stands tonight, the people of Alabama are faced with an untenable choice, and so it's my hope one of those two options will occur very, very quickly. I am not able to urge the people of Alabama to support his candidacy so long as these allegations remain unrefuted. Both last week and this week, there are serious charges of criminal conduct that, if true, not only make him unfit to serve in the Senate, but merit criminal prosecution. Judge Moore, like any American, is entitled to present a defense. He's entitled to put forth facts demonstrating the charges are not true. But as it stands, I cannot urge the people of Alabama to support a campaign in the face of these charges without serious, persuasive demonstration that the charges are not true.
I like Ted a lot. He's my senator, as is John Cornyn, because we're in Texas. I consider him a political friend. I mean, we've never gone and had breakfast together or anything, or had drinks. But he's been on the show a million times. I've invited him to come on the show this week. I guess my only question is, and Ted Cruz is one of the best lawyers I've ever known, what's persuasive evidence to rebut or refute? What could he possibly present? If it didn't happen, how does he prove it?
Well, I don't know if he can. I mean, how do you prove that? That you didn't sexually harass these underage girls.
So I'll ask this, and I did close the door on talking about Roy Moore, but maybe we'll open it up again. And you can call in 1-800-383-9624-JoePags.com. We agree, as constitution-loving, due process-loving Americans, that he's innocent until proven guilty. We agree. Now let's talk reality. If it's a hit job, it's worked. If it's true, then he shouldn't be running anyway. But if it's a hit job, it's worked. Should Roy Moore step out of the way, deal with this. Let Luther Strange get back in there on the ticket, offering an option to those in Alabama to go up against Jones, the Democrat. I don't know the first, you know the guy's first name?
I don't. I'll check during the break.
Billy? I have no idea.
Billy.
So should he step out of the way, deal with this, and then run again in 6 years? Now, by then, he's 76 years old. And you know, I think it's unfair if these allegations are untrue that he doesn't get his chance to run. But he's going to lose if this keeps on churning out of control like this. And I don't know what he can present as fact or persuasive information to refute it. Somebody wrote me an email that made sense, although this guy and his emails sometimes are stupid. But I just thought I'd put that out there. But I don't. Do you know of a 16-year-old girl that would keep the yearbook and the signature in the yearbook of the guy that sexually accosted her?
No, I don't.
I don't know. I mean, she's got Roy Moore writing in her yearbook, and she alleges that he sexually assaulted her. I don't know. I think you rip that page out. I think you shred it. I think you burn it. So I don't know. A lot of questions here. But at this point, the reality is he's going to have a hard time winning simply because the allegations were made. Your thoughts. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Got to go on TV, back on radio. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, you're darn right. Great radio stations everywhere. iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. On a Monday. Oh, no, you didn't. What? Come on, Carrie.
No.
Everybody. I've got sunshine. Oh, man, it's a long weekend, no?
That hurts a lot.
Doom, 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 doom.
When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Everybody, pipe up.
I guess you said, what can make me feel this way?
Oh, man. Come on, Carrie, sing one of them. Do it.
No, thank you. I'm gonna pass.
Can you give us a My Girl?
No. No.
My Girl, I've got so much honey, the bees envy me.
Get it? You know you're loving it.
No.
Sweeter song. Then the birds in the trees. Everybody. Hey, I guess you said, what can make me feel this way? My girl.
You know you're loving the falsetto.
Not really?
No.
No.
Come on. A little more falsetto?
No. Really loud.
I don't need no money.
Watch it. I think I nailed that part. We're going to stop there because I think I nailed that part. The beginning sucked, but that was not bad there. I'm just going to stop. Sucked. All right, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. It is a Motown Monday. And I just got an email from Sam, and I actually heard this earlier today, but I love the way that she writes it. My daughter Sam, helping with the program now, also a great photographer, went to Washington with me, and also the convention with me. She's been working with me for a long time. I love that she, the subject line is, Colin Pumpernickel wins GQ Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't read the GQ, never have, don't think that I need to, because, I mean, you're right. Dress impeccably.
So no, why, I never ever why I got, said that about you.
But let me ask you this. Wasn't that the intention? I mean, no, I can ask you this. Wasn't that the intention of GQ to be a gentleman's quarterly magazine about fashion? Is it not a fashion magazine?
I guess. I don't read that magazine.
Paul, you read the GQ?
Clearly.
Are you wearing the same cargo shorts today?
No, jerk. No, I'm wearing jeans and white tennis shoes, actually.
Actually, listen, first of all, I haven't worn black jeans in a long time. So if you meant black jeans and tennis shoes, it's not happening.
Well,
I was getting dressed yesterday and I looked at my closet and I had some black jeans folded and ready to go. I thought about doing it for old time's sake. It's been a while since I've had black jeans on.
Like what, a week?
No, like a year or two. I'm wearing jeans now, regular jeans, and a suit. Every once in a while, I have the suit on. Let me ask you this. Did you guys think I was going to go to the White House and wear black jeans and white sneakers?
I certainly hope not.
I can see you doing that.
I'm sure Paulo and Karina both thought that was going to happen. It did not happen.
I can see you doing that, but like a jacket on top and stuff. You'd be that guy.
No, not that guy. Not that guy. I actually bought a new suit and new shirt and a new tie. I wanted to make sure I looked all right. I actually bought a new microphone for the man to use, so I could say, I bought you a new microphone, so shush.
Nice.
Colin Pumpernickel is the GQ Man of the Year, and I don't get why. Why is he the Man of the Year? Because he didn't have a job. I want to make sure I understand. We're holding this guy up on high because he doesn't have a job. He talked his way out of his own contract where he had a bunch of money coming in, thought he could get a bigger and better deal. His talent has eroded, or else he would have started last year, not been a backup. He made a mockery of his sport. He is single-handedly responsible for the 36% decrease in viewership, therefore a decrease in money coming in. And GQ said he's the Man of the Year.
Well,
he's a guy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, he is the most talked about man of this year.
But I mean, is that the criterion? You have to be the most talked about man of the year?
No, I mean,
because if that's true, it would be Trump.
I guess so.
Trump definitely talked about more than Pumpernickel.
But he's the president.
But either way.
Of course, they're going to talk about him, though. I mean,
I never thought that it was the most talked about person of the year, but they called him the Man of the Year, and he's a loser who's unemployed. And if it's fashion that we're talking about, he's the same loser that wore a Fidel Castro shirt and like a Che Guevara shirt to post-game interviews, to murderous, disgusting people. So I don't get it, but maybe that's why I don't read the GQ. That could be why. Now, when it comes to Judge Roy Moore, I've got a lot of people on the line because before we hit the break at the top, I circled back to Moore to ask a simple question. Let's say, Carrie, will you agree with me that he probably can't get elected now?
Probably so, yeah.
Well, you got Mitch McConnell saying, I believe the women.
Against him,
when you've got Ted Cruz, who is like, listen, if you didn't do it, just offer up some proof that you didn't do it, then we can move on. And if you did do it, you need to get out of the race. I mean, he's even teetering toward he probably shouldn't be in the race anymore. My question is, should he just get out of the way now, deal with this, come back and make another run down the road? I mean, should he do that? And it's starting to look like that's the way it's leaning. Richard writes in and says, Judge Moore should offer to take a lie detector test, then challenge his accusers to do the same. With that, I mean, it's not a horrible idea. What do you think of that?
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, lie detector is not admissible, but we're not in a court of law. We're in the court of public opinion. He sits down, he gives the lie detector test, maybe do it on live TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would really blow it out of the water, would it not?
I would say
that's
yes.
That's really not a horrible idea. This one is from Robert. He says, I believe this is a test run hit job, and if it works, it did, it'll be used heavily in 2018, and we then will have Speaker N. Pelosi again. Wish I was wrong, but I don't think so. Roy must prove these are fake allegations. This goes against our constitutional rights, but the Constitution means nothing to liberals. They'll do anything to win a majority. Carlos. All right, Carlos, we appreciate you. I don't know how you prove your innocence when you're supposed to already be innocent. I don't know how you do that. I really don't. I don't get it. Oh, Dan, our chief engineer, Dan, the chief engineer of the Joe Pag Show, writes me a Facebook message. Damn, Joe, you're a good actor. It takes a lot of talent to sing that bad. You haven't seen Dan in a while. Hey, Dan, kiss my ass.
Wow, that's
he's
so
a great
rude.
Guy. Is he like he's like a karate expert, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd be very, very careful if I were you.
Well, I'm very far away from Dan right now, so I can say it right now. When I see him, I'll give him a big hug. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. So a couple of things are floating around. And let me compound it even more. We've got Colin Pumpernickel. We've got the Man of the Year, which is ridiculous. Then you've got Roy Moore. What should he do if he's set on staying in the race? What should he do? to get people back on his side. Maybe lie detector test is the right way. And then let's add this to the mix, because we mentioned Pumpernick. Roger Goodell, I guess some information leaked about what he wants in his new negotiation for NFL commissioner.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants almost $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And access to a private jet for life.
Yes,
really?
Yes. I want that.
So I renegotiated my contract last year, and I feel like an idiot now because I didn't do very well.
You should, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Imagine that.
Oh, I was like, man. I want to renegotiate. Can I renegotiate?
Yes, please. Mm. No, you cannot.
Man. I was going to say I was going to renegotiate and you guys all some money.
Oh, then go ahead. Yeah.
No, forget it now.
That'd be cool.
Forget it. I'm going to cross that right off. Mm. I mean, Polo and Carino will still be involved, but you know, not you. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com, three prong. What should Roy Moore do if he's dead set on staying in, or if he wants a chance to win, what should he do? Papernick, Pumpernickel, the man of the year, and Roger Goodell wants $50 million a year in a private jet. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
WOAI is an iHeart radio station.
Oh, yeah, it's the Joe Pag Show, Motown Monday. Glad to have you here. I don't care. These new shirts, I bought a bunch of new shirts, and you know, for the Washington trip and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like them. They fit well, so on and so forth. But, like, the button that's buttoned is just a little too high. It's not the top button, which would be all the way up. And, I mean, it's not horrible because the tie fits just fine. But it's just too high. So I'm gonna for the people on Facebook, I won't do this for the TV. But the people on Facebook, I'll give them a little something extra.
Oh, jeez.
Boom.
Oh,
boom.
I'm sure they're thanking you for that.
There you go. You're welcome. Ah, oh, nigga, breathing now. All right, how you doing?
Okay.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Three things going on right now. Colin Kaepernick, or is it Pappernickel?
Pappernick. No.
Pumpernick.
No. None
Colin
of
Pumpernick. Man of the year, something like that. And then you got, what's his face, Roy Moore. What can he do? Even, you know, Ted Cruz, great lawyer. Even Ted Cruz saying, hey, you know, prove it or something, or refute this strongly. I wonder if a lie detector test would be good. I don't know. Well, I mean, but he hasn't. I mean, he said it didn't happen, but whatever else. I mean, you know.
What else am I supposed to do besides say, I didn't do it.
Maybe you show it through a lot. I mean, the lie detector is not a horrible idea, in my opinion. Do it on live TV. I bet he wins. I bet he would win if he did that. But we'll see. We'll see if that, I mean, maybe tomorrow he drops out. You never know. I don't know what the mechanism is that's in place to put Luther Strange back on the ticket, though. I mean, Roy Moore is going to be on there.
Unless they write him in as a candidate, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I really don't know. So we've got that. What should Roy Moore do? And the third part is Roger Goodell wants $50 million a year in a plane. It's not asking much. Let me go to the phone line, say hello, and welcome to line five is Dina in Houston. Hi, Dina. What's going on?
Not much, Joe, I've seen you on TV, and I couldn't believe it was you when I saw it there, so it's good. I just watched you.
Well, no, hold on a second. Wait a second. What do you mean you couldn't believe it was me? Is that good or bad? I have no idea what that means.
No, because, you know, I heard your name, and I travel a lot, and I listen to your radio show, and I was looking through the channels, and I saw Joe Pags. I'm like, wait, that can't be the same Joe Pags. But it's a nice addition, so I like it a lot.
Well, thank goodness there's only one Joe Pags. Let's just put it that way, right, Carrie?
Mm, you know what I'm saying? Hello, yeah, I only need one.
All right, what's going on, Dina? Good to have you on.
Well, yeah, thanks so much. Regarding Colin Kaepernick, when I think of a man of the year, I think of a man, not someone that has their girlfriend dictating their life and, you know, he's just, you know, along for the ride. So that's my... that's my version of a man. I want a man to be a man. I don't want him to be a wimp. Second, about what's happening on with the election in Alabama, I think that we can't, if things go the way it's going right now, of course he's going to lose. I think he needs to fight it as much as he can, and he needs to bring in his legal team, because, I mean,
Oh, man, it was going to be really good, too. I lost you there for a Dean, I lost you for a second. You said something about his legal team, and then it went dark. Go ahead and try again.
Yeah, so did someone accuse Ted Cruz of being doing something that discriminated to him or making a pass at him?
The National Enquirer actually said Ted Cruz had five mistresses.
Yeah, so what happened?
It was all fake, right?
Yeah, and it's all fake. And Ted Cruz said, no, it never happened. So if we keep on believing everything that happens, then no one is ever going to get elected. And they're always
well, Dina, I hear you, but I want to give you a little bit of background on that case. The women all came out and said, absolutely not. What are you talking about? So the women themselves are the ones that beat back the rumors, and Ted Cruz came out unscathed. Had the women all said, yes, this did happen, then he probably would have been in dire straits.
Yeah, but if he knows it was untrue, right, then... Someone said,
right.
Yeah, like the reason Trump got elected was because we liked that he was fighting for something. He didn't cave in like everybody else. And that's the whole reason why people supported him. If everyone keeps on caving in, the same thing happened with Kane. When he was up for election, everyone started accusing him. And as soon as he brought out everything, all of the accusers backed off.
Right, and that's what I said earlier. I mean, you're right. Herman Cain had an accuser who went away as soon as he dropped out of the race, and for a while, Herman Cain was winning. Dina, we love you. We're glad that you called in. Thanks. Say, Carrie, I never know what to say. In that case, saw you on TV. I was like, oh, okay. So I wanted to ask you about it, and I'm like, well, no, what does that mean? Or when somebody comes up to me in real life and says, oh, I had no idea you looked like that. I did not expect you to look like that. I'm like,
what is that, a compliment or
what is that? I don't,
not
but,
so much?
But then you can't say, so what, I look better than you thought? So I don't look as good as you thought? I mean, you don't know what to say. And if you ask the question, then you get the face like, wow, what an ego.
No, I know,
you brought
right?
it up, jerk.
I know. There's no winning in that situation. No winning.
I'm at the gym today, and Nick comes up, my good friend Nick. He's the owner guy over there, and he's just a great dude. And he says, yeah, I'm going to need a picture for the wall. And at that point,
really?
I'm like, because now you can jump into the realm of, you know, now I'm going to be an egotistical, conceited idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, what kind of picture? Because it could be a picture of the president. It could be a picture with you. It could be me working out in the gym. I don't know what picture to give him.
Oh.
And if
I'm
I show up with an assortment of pictures, his answer could be, wow, you've got that many pictures of yourself? So now I'm in a pickle. Now I'm in a really bad spot. I'm like, I actually said, what do you want? You mean like with the president? Like with me working out? Like me on the radio? He said, yeah, all of them. Well, I can't. I'm not going to give you
all
three
of
pictures
them.
Of me.
Wow. Yeah. That's
Although,
that's
I mean, it would probably help the membership.
No.
Probably would help the membership if there were a lot of pictures of me up there.
Far.
But now I don't know what to do. Is
well,
it a
you
flex
give him a
picture?
Cheesy gym
him?
Picture. I'm thinking that's what he probably wants. Give him one of those.
Yeah, but then, I mean, how do you relate to well, the people
day.
Like, well, who's that guy? But if it's me, like, on a radio or on TV, then it makes sense, doesn't it?
Ah, yes. I don't know what you would do.
I said, should I include Kerry? He said, absolutely freaking not.
Shut up. He did not ask that.
Our friend over at William in Jacksonville writes me a couple of pictures from GQ. There was a story written by somebody named Jay Willis. And again, I don't read the magazine. I don't know if that's a real person or not. It looks like a cartoon face. Who knows? Why does Donald Trump want the death penalty for the New York attack, but not for others? And I guess in the article, this idiot... According to William, what he's posting here, this idiot alleged that Donald Trump called for the death penalty for the guy in New York, the Islamic terrorist in New York, but didn't call for the death penalty for the guy in Las Vegas. Just let that simmer for a second.
Okay.
Is there a reason you can think of why he wouldn't call for the death penalty for the guy in Las Vegas?
Because the guy in Las Vegas is dead.
Who writes this crap? So GQ, I guess, wrote an apology and said, edit.
Hello?
An earlier version of this article used a headline noting that Trump had publicly called for the death penalty in the New York attack, but not the Las Vegas shooting in particular. That discrepancy is probably related to the fact that the Las Vegas shooter is dead. We regret the error. Gary, why would they use the word probably?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. No, probably he is. Yes.
Did I mention I don't read that magazine?
Mm-hmm.
This could be a big reason why.
Probably so. A lot of people don't read it.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Lots of people want to be heard. Can you imagine a CEO of any company having a worse year than Roger Goodell?
Not really.
$50 million, and he wants a private jet for life. Oh, and he wants health care for his family.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. And this is, he makes $30 million now, so he wants a $20 million raise.
Right.
$20 million
and if
a
you're
year.
Making $50 million a year. How much is that a week?
Wow.
$50 million a year.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's about
over
a million,
I guess. Yeah.
No, it's a little under, but it's right around $1 million a week because there are 52 weeks a year. Think about that. And he wants us to pay for his health care. Come on. Keep it here.
This is it.
Dear National Media and Democrat Party, when you've been telling the people of the South that they're stupid for decades, are you surprised when you can't tell them how to vote? Coming up at 8 on The Michael Berry Show.
Some doofus over on Twitter. By the way, the Joe Pags Show, great radio stations all over. iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Rob S., well, I'm not sure if Rob S. is a fake account, and here's why I say it. Well, probably not. He keeps taking pictures of his face, and he's very impressed with himself. I'm not sure I get it, but there aren't a lot of tweets. He only follows 99 people, and he's only got 7 followers. So, quite possibly not a real account, but it appears to be the same guy in every picture. And I'm telling you, he's very impressed with himself. This is the guy that a couple of weeks ago kept on tweeting me. He's got a huge announcement. He's going to call in and tell us about it. And I said, no, we don't just take your call because you've got some announcement. And then he never called and he never said what this announcement was. Well, his profile says, I am conservative about my money and a liberal about my ladies. And he spells ladies, L-A-D-Y-S, so he's a real catch. I'm not kidding. It's how he spells it.
Okay. Not quite.
So, I mean, a guy like that, you know, you're kind of chuckling at, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
Just tweeted me 5 minutes ago. Joe, tell Carrie I love her voice.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not kidding. It's what he said.
Okay. Well, that
you
was
know,
nice.
Because he is... He is liberal about his ladies. He spells it C-A-R-E-Y.
Well, that's close.
I'm not kidding you. That's exactly what the story.
Sometimes people never get my name right. Never. It's okay. He likes my
voice.
But
he does know you're a lady. L-A-D-I.
It's very nice.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? And you want to be nice because the guy likes the show and he's from Hollywood, Florida, so he's listening probably on WFTL or whatever. And it's, you know, it's all good, but come on, doofus. You know what I mean?
Dude, come on. Don't be mean.
But you want to see his profile?
Sure.
You know you do. Now you want to see the guy. Oh, by the way, the guy that Roy Moore is running against is Doug Jones. I knew it was somebody Jones.
Yeah. That's what I told you. Doug, not Billy.
I thought it could have been Billy. I had no idea. It might have been Billy.
Jones.
I had no idea. No idea. It might have been Billy. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. We've got a story that it's a very important story. I'm going to take your phone calls on Judge Roy Moore. There are people holding to talk about him. I'll just give you the headline of the story, then we'll circle back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Transracial man born white feels like he is Filipino. Okay, let that sink in. And we'll get back to it.
Trans.
It's a very important story in our day and age. You can't say anything against it. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Racist.
That's right.
You can't do that. To just accept it. Let me go to the phone line. Say hi to Marco in San Antonio. Marco, what's going on? Hi.
Oh, I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Judge Roy. There. I'm kind of thinking. I'm hoping that obviously he's innocent. The fact is, any lawyer is going to tell you, you cannot prove a negative. You can only prove a positive, and that's why the weight of all this when you're prosecuting somebody is for them to prove their case. You can't prove his innocence, especially something that was 40 years ago. So I don't know that he should waste his energy on that. And maybe, just maybe, the people of Alabama will understand that this is a tried and true tactic of the left to assassinate a person's character just to try and get the seat in this case. So I'm hoping the people of Alabama will see it. Hopefully he's innocent. A lot of hope here, but you know, it's just one of those things where he's up against the wall. There's no way for him to prove his innocence. It's impossible. So I don't know what he does in this case other than just keep the course and
proclaiming his innocence. Kind of jump the track.
Yeah, but he can stay the course, but he's going to lose. I mean, this witch hunt on him, if that's what it is, has succeeded. Now, if it's true, he should not be a senator anyway. But it succeeded. And you're right. You can't prove a negative. And you're also right. I'm sure that you agree with this. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. But in the court of public opinion, and when you're running for Senate, the liberal attacks on him have worked. They've worked. He's not going to win. So does he just stay in and lose? Or does he get out of the way now?
Well, I'm hard-headed. I think you're probably the same. I think he can win despite all against the odds. The people of Alabama may end up surprising everybody, just like the people of America and electing Trump. So that's the only thing I can hope for, because I don't think there's any good option if he drops out.
Luther Strange is already the senator, and he would win if he's the candidate instead of Roy Moore at this point. But you're saying stay the course, see what happens. Maybe you'll still win. I think he's got to do something to save the candidacy, and maybe it's a lie detector test, maybe it's something else. But I think he's got to do something. He can't just keep saying it's a witch hunt. That probably won't work for him.
You're probably right. He's got to do something. I honestly just don't know that anything's going to help him. Can I jump tracks on you real quick as far as this LGBTQ thing you were just talking about the guy that white thinks he's Filipino?
We haven't gotten there yet. Listen, I love him like a brother, but he can't produce the show, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Carrie, you just can't let him produce the show. He's got to go.
Not going to happen.
Can I just jump in because you gave the headline? Let me just give you my thoughts. No. You may not opine about the white Filipino man. He could always call back when I get to it. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Lynn is in Maui. Lynn, what's going on? Hi.
I'm fine. How are you, Joe?
So, I mean, being in Maui and where you are sitting right now, can you see the ocean? Can you see mountains? How beautiful is it?
It's gorgeous. Haleakala is over to our left. Lanai'i is in front of our home. And, yes, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful
If I go to Maui, can I stay with you guys for a while? It sounds like a nice place.
I actually have a friend who has two homes here. One's 18,000 square feet, and one's our little, which I live in, which is a little Ohana type, which is only about 1,000 square feet. But right next door to me, I could probably get you in there. It's 3 bedrooms. Three baths.
Yeah. I'm going to need 18,000 square feet. I'm going to need that.
I might be able to do that. The one up on the hill is absolutely incredible. But anyway.
I can't even imagine. See, now I want to go. Carrie, I'm going to go. You guys stay here,
18,000 square feet. No, there's plenty of room for everybody.
You know what would be good? Because, Lynn, I got to be honest with you. 18,000 square feet, I could probably be in the same house as Carrie and never have to see her ass, which is great.
Perfect.
I think that'd be wonderful.
For both of us.
Their bedroom down at the end of the hall is probably around 30 or 40 feet from the kitchen and the other 3 bedrooms on the end.
Is there like a shed outside? Because if there's a shed outside, I think that she could probably stay there, no?
Well, their 3-car garage.
Is there like a pool house?
Let's stay in the garage.
I will send you a picture of his Pagani that he's getting made for him.
Lynn, I need you to send me a picture. You've emailed me before, right? You've got to send me a picture.
Yes, I have. Yes, I will.
All right. Make sure you do that. And I'm not going to show it to Carrie because she wouldn't be able to stay in that house. All right. If you can, tell me about Judge Moore. What should he do?
I think he should stay in the race. McConnell and the RNC spent $30 million to get their candidate in there. Didn't work. People, if you read some of the responses to some of the stories about Judge Roy Moore, people of Alabama are going, we know this guy. We know him. He is not, that has never happened. I really do think he should, excuse me, I like Ted Cruz, but in fact, Mr. Cruz, you're not being a lawyer on this. You're being a feeling person.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Lynn, but I want to, in Ted's defense, I have to say this. He almost was the nominee for president. He is a leader in the Republican Party. He can't not comment on it. He has to say something.
No, well, I haven't heard about a lot of other ones, except McConnell.
Well, Well, they went to McConnell. They went to Ryan. They went to Ted Cruz. They're going to the big names, and they're trying to say, look at Ted Cruz supports a child molester. I mean, they're trying to. It's a catch 22 for these guys.
People who know Ted Cruz would think he would support child molester or a pedophile.
Oh no, I agree with you, but I think that his answer was better than certainly what McConnell said. He said if he's guilty, he needs to get out of the race, step down right now. If he's not, he needs to offer some verifiable proof. And that part of it, because when I have Ted on, I'm going to ask him about that. Ted, what is appropriate verifiable proof to prove you didn't do something somebody says you did?
Right. I've read that he's already going to sue Washington Post. He and his wife are looking at the money. Yeah. And that, at least that's the story out there, and that they're looking at the money the women are getting. And as soon as Allred came in, that just blows the whole, look what she did.
Well, what's funny is that I think Lori Allred thinks that she helps the cases when she comes in. She actually, at this point, is so far left and so far liberal, she's hurting their cases. It was interesting. When she came in, I was like, that it's bunk now. It's all very interesting. Get me those pictures now, and I will not share them with Carrie. Because what she does? She goes she just sort of shows up. And I don't want that to happen. Lynn, we appreciate you. We love you. Send me that email.
I will.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Carrie, just stop. Polo, Karina, and I will have a great time there.
No, I must be going, too. 18,000 square feet.
Hold down
we don't
the
have
fort.
To see each other. No, there's plenty of other people here who can do that. Trust me.
I don't know.
They can do it.
I don't know that I want you in the same plane as me for that long a flight.
We can take different flights. Never even have to see each other.
That'd be the perfect
vacation.
I would have to have that in the contract. That'd be a requirement because I know how you get.
I'm going. If you guys are going, I'm going, too.
I'm in the 18,000 square foot house. You're in the 1,000 square foot hole.
I'm not staying in the garage.
You're
either.
In the garage.
No.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Dicks. Updating you with the news that matters. Coming up at the top of the hour on News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Transracial man born white feels like he's Filipino. Has that marinated for a while? Has that settled in, Carrie?
I think so. White.
This is from Ken's 5 right here in San Antonio, but it's out of Tampa, Florida. He's part of a small but growing community. Come on, man. The author is Garen Flowers. Okay. Out of Tampa, riding in a flamboyant purple vehicle. Ja Du, not making any of this up, I promise you, shows up to a coffee shop to open up about his new identity. Ja Du, born a white male named Adam, now considers himself Filipino. Turns out the purple ride he drives around in is called a tuk-tuk, an Asian-derived vehicle used for public transit in the Philippines, he says. Ja Du, is part of a small but growing community of people who considers themselves transracial. It refers to someone born one race but identifies with another. Sound weird? Not to them. Ja Du says he grew up enjoying Filipino food, events, and the overall culture. The guy's name is Adam. Quote, whenever I'm around the music, around the food, I feel like I'm in my own skin, he said. Quote, I'd watch the History Channel sometimes for hours, whenever it came to that and, nothing else intrigued me more but things about Filipino culture. If you're thinking this sounds familiar, you might remember the story of Rachel Dolezal. Dolezal was born white, but identified as black and portrayed herself as such. She was even the president of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP. After she appeared in an episode of Dr. Phil, the term transracial started to become more widely known. Now we're finding out this community of people who identify as another race is growing. If you look on Facebook where we found Ja Du, groups dubbed transracial are popping up with dozens of members. Dr. Stacy Schechner a licensed psychologist with a BA from Washington University plus MA and doctor from Florida State, says she hasn't had a client who wanted to change their race, but has worked with many clients wanting to change their body in some way. By the way, this writer is completely confused about plural and singular. I'm just going to put it right out there. This is the third time he's used the wrong word. And I'm trying not to edit it as I go. I mean, many clients wanting to change their body. What, all the clients have one body? How about change their bodies, you dork? Anyway. Quote, if someone feels that they're at home with a certain religion, a certain race, a certain culture, I think that if that's who they really feel inside life, is about finding out who you are. It's just horrible how this is written. More knowledge you have of yourself, the happier you can be, she said. And as long as it's not hurting yourself or anyone else, I don't see a problem with that. Jadu hasn't told his family yet because he believes they will laugh at the notion of changing your ethnicity. You think? Mm-hmm. You think they might?
Yeah.
The public was very critical of Dolezal and might be for him as well, but Schechner believes everyone should be more understanding. Quote, if that's who they are and they want to celebrate it and enjoy it, then you have to think, what harm is it doing? All they want to do is throw themselves into that culture and celebrate it. Why can't you throw yourself into the culture, celebrate it, and not have to pretend like you are it? I don't understand. I mean, I've heard of cultural appropriation, which I think is ridiculous. If I have braids in my hair, I didn't steal it from some culture. If I have dreadlocks, I didn't steal from a culture. If I like a certain kind of music that people wouldn't think my skin tone would like, I'm not stealing the culture. But if I actually say I'm Filipino, I think that you do cross the appropriation line, no?
Yes, just a little bit.
No, I hear what you're saying, but yes, I'm black. No, you're not. Yeah, I am. Yep. No. You know, Rachel Dolezal is not the only case. I mean, there are many documented pieces of evidence, even from his own family, that this idiot king, Sean King, is also a white dude trying to be black. So I'm not really sure I get it. I don't understand. I mean, I guess it comes back, Carrie, for me, it comes back to, have we solved every other problem on Earth?
No, sir.
That now everything else is copacetic. Now let's go ahead and change some races and some sexes and some ethnicities.
No.
You know what I mean? Because everything else is settled. We solved every problem.
No.
I don't know. I'm Luxembourgian today.
No.
I'm Luxembourgian.
No,
yes, I am. And you must treat me as though I'm Luxembourgian.
No, I will not.
I'm Icelandic.
Not.
No. Yes, I am. This is a pop culture.
Dirty pop.
Yo. All right, we woke Polo up. What's happening, brother?
All right,
is there a Joe Cocker song called Jadu? I didn't know that.
A little help with my friends.
I did not know that. No, it's Jadu.
It sounds like that, but it's not.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, you totally killed it. That's okay. So, I don't know if you heard the story with Gal Gadot and the whole Wonder Woman
thing.
I guess she's threatening that if Warner Brothers doesn't totally remove Brett Ratner from the franchise, she will not do Wonder Woman again.
Well, who's Brett Ratner? What's the problem?
Because he's one of the guys that's getting, I guess, accused of all these sexual harassment things as well.
Really?
Yes.
And was he a star in the movie? I didn't see it.
No. His production company, I guess, helped finance Wonder Woman. Yeah. And he's a director, too.
As gorgeous as she is, I think you say just listen to her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right, gotta go. Gotta get out for Carrie, for Polo, for Karina. Happy birthday for Mike, for Sam, Pag. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to